Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
We have a story which is an eye-opener, an interesting story. Punjab National Bank used to have a chairman called Mr. K.C. Chakrabarty. He later became the deputy governor of the Reserve Bank of India. It is very often said that during his tenure in Punjab National Bank, almost anything could be got done for pecuniary and payment reasons. How he got promoted to Reserve Bank of India as a deputy governor has always been a puzzle in minds of people like us. It is said that his godfather in that tenure used to be the then finance minister, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee. Now, Mr. Chakrabarty, even his tenure at the RBI as deputy governor was eventful. He was known to speak out of turn, put his foot in his mouth. And the then governor of Reserve Bank, I think it was Dr. Subba Rao's tenure, did admonish him a couple of times, almost in public view. After Mr. Chakrabarty retired, he's said to have relocated and got settled in London, and he's supposed to be an NRI there for the last 4 years since he retired. Recently, when Mr. Chakrabarty was flying out of Mumbai, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, stopped him. There was a lookout notice for him by virtue of his name being involved in some other cases, of course, of bank frauds, bank NPAs. It is said that he was also questioned by the CBI in the Nirav Modi scam. We all know that the epicenter of the Nirav Modi scam was Punjab National Bank. He was a former chairman of Punjab National Bank. So Mr. Chakrabarty was stopped from flying abroad. He, to us, is a classic case of bankers, maybe babus, maybe bureaucrats, becoming what we call fugitive NRIs. Namaskar. Welcome to our show on Beyond Headlines. We talk about an interesting topic today. Fugitive NRIs. Not the kinds that you and I commonly know, but many other varieties. Sujit, what is your take on a story like Mr. Chakrabarty?
So I am intrigued. I was so intrigued. I was actually carefully listening to your story. You know, it is so sad, Akhilesh. I mean, look at it. What you just said is somebody took money from somebody
in charge of a nationalized bank, of lakhs of crores of rupees of public money,
siphons money, gets into malpractices, and easily gets out of India. Akhilesh, tell me. No, I wanted to ask you. This is happening too often. In fact, this is happening every day. Somewhere down the line, my worry starts from the fact that, you see, it's becoming a trend.
Yes.
People will lose faith in law and order. It's only law is meant for poor men.
You know, where it is becoming a trend, Sujit, is if we define it as a principle that commit a crime in India and scoot away from the clutches of the Indian law. Get settled abroad and probably be out of sight, out of mind. So, here is a bank chairman who had a reputation. We still wouldn't know because he's not been implicated somewhere. But the grapevine and the reputation was pretty sleazy. So, he's in fact one of those chain of bankers who have let down a bank like Punjab National Bank. Crimes are committed, fraudulent. In fact, he is involved or he's being questioned for some loans given, which are very apparently fraudulent. Fraudulent loans are given during his tenure, not just as PNB chairman, but they even say when he was deputy governor of RBI, which means he used to probably call bank chairman to influence loans being given. I think that's a huge crime. And now he's a respectable NRI settled in London.
Absolutely.
And that gets repeated. You would remember Mr. Tulsidas CMD Air India.
Yes.
He was the man who was the chairman of Air India when Mr. Praful Patel was the civil aviation minister. And it is during that time that Air India was plundered, grounded, looted. He's now settled in Muscat, away from the clutches of Indian law. Isn't this a very repeated pattern that we are seeing?
Correct. Correct. Look at it. Lalit Modi, Vijay Mallya, Ibrahim Daud. We'll come to the criminal part of it later on. But Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi,
Jatin Mehta,
Mehul Chokshi, and the list goes on. These are famous people. These are so-called criminal celebrities. And here you have, chota-mota criminals also running away without people knowing it. So the crime, probably now, the way you see it, the crime is not just, it's not about committing the crime. The crime is being in India after committing the crime. So the moment you run away from India, you're good.
Exactly.
You're a very respectable citizen.
The pattern or the modus operandi being followed, incidentally, is similar probably for a banker or a bureaucrat, former banker now, and also for fugitives like your businessmen, like your Nirav Modi types. You do a long-term planning, start shifting your capital base abroad to a respectable destination. When I say respectable, not to an Africa where you might be deprived of your ill-gotten gains, but it goes to a Western country, it goes to a tax haven like Netherlands, British Virgin Islands, Channel Islands, etc., where you can lead a good, comfortable, prosperous life. So you start that process much before you're going to scoot away. So maybe if you're retiring at the age of 60, you start the process at the age of 50. And after that, when you migrate or when you relocate at the age of 60, you have a ready asset and wealth base abroad. And you're set.
And you're starting.
And all the ill-gotten gains are now gains of retirement.
And you're starting afresh.
You're starting a fresh,
respectful career.
Yes.
You've been some bureaucrat in India with a lot of respect. You go abroad after taking all the money away, and there also. Ironically, you're right. This is a very planned strategic move. Why? Because they don't move to Africa.
They don't move to Africa.
They don't move to some obscure desert.
They will not go to some, the Middle Eastern country with a dictator kind of a
Correct.
Situation. They will not go to likes of an Africa. They will not even go to the likes of a South America where they may not, because of cultural issues, they will not have a good life.
Correct.
It has to be the Western nations.
Correct. And
they are enjoying their wealth.
And Western nation accepts them.
And Western nations have always accepted these kind of fugitives. As long as you give me your money, I am willing to be yours.
But imagine an Asnaj when that for WikiLeaks, that guy, he's being followed everywhere.
Yes.
Look at the pressure that America is kind of putting
because he did a crime on the American territory.
Absolutely.
But if you do a crime on the Indian territory, the Western nation is okay. Come and relocate to us.
Now, let's come into this the larger picture. Akhilesh, I had a debate with Mr. Sheshadricharya a few months back, where we were talking about this gentleman called Zakir Naik. I was doing a show with him where we were talking about this gentleman called Zakir Naik, and I was very sure, Akhilesh, that Zakir Naik won't come back to India.
We were also sure.
Absolutely. We were very sure that Zakir Naik won't come back to India. And I told Mr. Chari that Zakir Naik may not come back to India. Of course, Mr. Chari was very hopeful that, the new government, then it was a new government. Not new government, but it was 2 years of Mr. Modi, that, they would get Zakir Naik back and, in the history of India, forget about BJP or any government. In the history of India, most of the people who have committed crimes in India and gone out of India, starting with Ibrahim Daud, has never been brought back to India. Okay, Chota Shakil went out, not brought back. Ibrahim Daud went out, not back. Chota Rajan came back when he wanted to come back. Indian government couldn't get him back.
Yes.
Okay, the only person that Indian government could get back is an Abu Salem, and that too at their terms. Portuguese decide what crime should be levied on
and
him.
And what kind of prison conditions he will live in.
Live in, and they come to check and all that.
Yes.
But the Portuguese didn't come to check when he bombed people and he killed people. But that, so the point is somewhere down the line, Akhilesh, the reason I was trying to say is, the government seems to be absolutely helpless when it comes to getting or extraditing our people back to India. Okay, they seem to be absolutely helpless. Our results have been zero. Be it a Ibrahim Daud, who is a global terrorist, or be it a Nadeem, a music director who killed another music director and ran away.
I'll tell you what the trend of extradition has been. Those criminals or those offenders who are not politically significant for the ruling party, they do get extradited. But those who are, an embarrassment or they are for some reason important for the ruling dispensation, they will not. Sua Vijay Malia does not get deported, and Sua Neera Modi will not get deported, and Sua Zakir Naik will not get deported. So it also has to do with, it's not that India has got extradition treaties for with at least 48 countries.
I don't remember one person who has been extradited.
Reading statistics the other day. There have been deportations that have happened. But all of them are people you wouldn't even know.
Small criminals.
Yes.
Petty thieves. Yes. Which that country also wouldn't want to keep.
Perhaps.
See,
yes.
The point that I'm trying to make is, it is very clear that somebody like a Nirav Modi is a culprit. It is very clear that Zakir Naik has not once but multiple times offended Hindu sentiments. Forget the communal part of it. The most important is he is a fugitive because he has laundered money.
He's laundered money. He has violated the Indian law.
He's violated FERA.
He's violated that big time. And now Mahathir Mohamad, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, says we will not deport him. He's an ordinary, respectable citizen of Malaysia.
He's a permanent citizen of Malaysia is what
permanent citizen what, of
what,
Malaysia.
What he's saying.
That's it.
And I guess Dawood is a permanent citizen of
Pakistan.
And I guess Nadeem is a permanent citizen of Britain.
Yes.
See, another very important thing about Britain is, if you notice Britain, I don't know how true I am on this one, Akhilesh. You have to tell me. See, Britain has been a serial offender as far as India is concerned. Somewhere down the line, it looks as if it is the safest haven for every fugitive NRI, as you put it. Every fugitive NRI, more than America. Okay, look at the first fugitive NRI that I spoke about. This guy called Nadeem. I don't know if you remember this. Nadeem Shravan. There used to be...
Gulshan Kumar's murder case.
Correct. Absolutely. Ran where? London.
London.
Let's take number two. Let's take Lalit Modi. He had visas to almost every country. He had friends in almost every country in this world. Okay, but ran where? London.
Nightlife is good there. He had to run there.
You know, anyway, Amsterdam would have been a better place in that way. The point is, no, the point that I'm trying
Amsterdam
to make is...
Amsterdam would not be better because the record is kept by the person giving services.
Okay. So you know, you take things like Vijay Malia ran where? London, England. I don't know, being a Commonwealth country, and we being a Commonwealth country, why would England open and give a red carpet welcome to every fugitive, especially economic fugitive of India? And they openly, they welcome, they ridicule India. Akhilesh, and this is hearsay, so I'm stating it as a hearsay. So, I have been told by people who are friends of Mr. Malia, who has met Malia in London, and this is interesting. I've been told by friends that Mr. Malia takes photograph of his exuberance, his ostentatiousness, you know, his flamboyance. Okay, he shows his flamboyance and clicks photograph to show that he is still the king of good times. What is he showing? Excuse my language, but what he is doing is he's actually showing the middle finger to
government of India.
The government of India. He's showing the middle finger to us. He's showing the middle finger to every Indian. The fact is, the worst thing is he's mocking those employees of Kingfisher who are not almost paid for a year. He's mocking that employees of Kingfisher who committed suicide because they couldn't pay their EMIs and they couldn't pay the fee of their children. He's mocking them. And shamelessly, as Indians, we are sitting here, Akhilesh, and we have nothing that we can do against him. And that's what is saddened. So, Akhilesh, tell me, why is England... Why is UK standing out like a sore thumb?
I think it's a failure of our foreign policy. If you actually see just now, this is a known fact. The British establishment at the moment is completely favoring Pakistan. Even their Home Secretary is a Pak origin person. And this is just the failure of our foreign policy. It's not for any other reason. A reason that comes to my mind, which probably could be, is London was always a center for managing sleaze money. There's something called City of London, which has got its own rights of dealing with money. And they have attracted consciously tons and tons of money from all over the world. As long as it is illegal, give it to us. Maybe anybody with that kind of money is welcome for them, certainly.
So all these talks about Western countries being, you know, civilized and, you know, we're being above board and all that is all jazz.
It's all junk.
Ultimately, they are as bad as possibly Iran, or they are as bad as any of these dictatorship countries.
Certainly, it's all about money.
And it's just that they wear good suits. They've got Armanis with them. So I guess it's the proper way that they conduct themselves that makes a difference. So, yes, Akhilesh, last question on this one. One thing which I wanted to ask you. Are we setting a very dangerous trend? Is this becoming a quick fix for every economic fugitive in this country?
You know, Sujit, it is a very dangerous trend and pattern. In the sense, it is such a well-known formula. Commit a crime in India, plunder, loot, bribe, corruption, tax evasion, whatever you wish to. So here is the source of your earnings, this territory, violate the law, become rich enough to transport that money abroad, and after that, relocate, and you are done. It is a bad trend. And unless we do not have a situation where somebody thinks that he will be pulled back into the country come what may, this trend will continue, especially for all those who are economic offenders or offenders under the Prevention of Corruption Act, who are you know, the kinds who have cheated the public in terms of public money, and certainly who are the kinds of your Zakir Naik and Daud Ibrahim.
So that's it, Akhilesh. What we're saying that unless and until there is an arrest on the NRI fugitive, as you rightly put, if we don't arrest this NRI fugitive running away, especially to countries like UK, we are going to create a trend. And this trend is going to be very, very dangerous for India, is because there will be a time where we may not be able to stop it. With that, we call it a day today. We'll come back to you with another issue another day. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.